If I had a hammer.
Folk music enjoyed a revival of sorts in the mid-20th century. Springing from the Greenwich Village epicenter of the movement in the late 40s, the Weavers were among the first to gain acclaim by making socially conscious statements with their original compositions and breathing new life into older songs from diverse sources. In turn, they would inspire other groups such as the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary. Eric Darling formed the Terriers with Bob Carey and Alan Arkin. They had a couple of top tens with Cindy O' Cindy and the Banana Boat Song. For a while, Eric would actually take Pete Seeger's place in the Weavers, but then left that group to form a trio specifically to record a song Memphis knew well in the late 1920s. Gus Cannon was 79 years old when that cover version of a song he wrote as a young man hit the number one spot in the country. Cannon was born in Red Banks, Mississippi in 1883. He crafted his first banjo from a discarded guitar neck joined to a bread pan. His brother made the point moot by bringing home a real banjo obtained by his prowess with the dice. Gus struck out on his own, working on the railroad, picking cotton, and shucking suckers as a medicine show entertainer. He moved to Memphis in 1916 and made inroads into the music scene as the jug band genre was coming to the fore. Paramount Records came to town in 1927 to record the Memphis Jug Band. While they were in town, Gus put down a few sides under the name of Banjo Joe. When Victor Records came to town a couple of years later, it was Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers who recorded songs, which would not only make them famous back in the day, but would also renew interest in the old master in the early 60s. It was this recording of Walk Right In that got the attention of Eric Darling, who just happened to be looking for old tunes he could record in a new style.
Walk right in, then lie down, and baby, let your mind roll on.
Eric teamed up with Bill Svano and singer Lynn Taylor to form the Rooftop Singers, and they drove the new recording of the old song with twin 12-string guitars.
Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind?
Their recording of Walk Right In hit number one on the Billboard charts at the end of January 1963. It was a million seller and the biggest record in the history of the folk label Vanguard Records. The Walk Right In album would win a Grammy for Best Folk Recording. Gus Cannon actually got credit for the song and received royalties for his contribution. Cannon's recording career was even revived as Stax brought him in to cut an album consisting of stories about his life and times and performances of some of his favorite tunes.
I went to the old lady's house one day and she told me, walk right in. I said, I thank you. She said, well, will you sit down? I said, thank you, ma'am. She says to me, she said, well, how long you gonna be here? I said, I won't be here but a little while.
The Rooftop Singers played the Newport Folk Festival in 1963 and shortly after went their separate ways. Eric Darling's former bandmate from the Terriers, Alan Arkin, left folk singing behind for a career in acting. Arkin's father, David, was a teacher and writer. As with some members of the Weavers folk group, the elder Arkin was blacklisted during the McCarthy era. But David Arkin continued to express himself, co-writing a song in 1954 commemorating the Supreme Court's Brown v. Board of Education decision. The song Black and White was recorded originally by Sammy Davis Jr. in 1957. Pete Seeger did a version of it.
Schoolroom doors were closed so tight.
And a streamlined pop version by Three Dog Night would make it to number one in 1972.
Together they grow to see the light.
For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.